Dude, I'm saying that horn, bro, is like the best for any song. It's just perfect anything, like for anything. Because then if you do this, it's kind of weird. I'm gonna be standing in the street, bringing the heat, banging the beat. I'm confident, I'm gonna be flaming the G, rapping in the middle of the West. I'm wild with it, I'm a grind bag, and it means I gotta be getting ready for the haters.
Every time I listen to this guy, or like any fast rapper, I just picture them going like,
that's actually not
that weird. It just looks like they're speaking Hadouken.
I mean, it is a talent. I'm trying to listen to dude, I'm trying to like listen to different songs that like have like fast vocals, and I want to practice that. But anyways,
yeah, no, it's definitely a talent, like you said. Like, it's hard to do, man.
Yeah,
I've tried to do it, but I get tongue tied just speaking normal. So for me to try to do that, you know, rapping, it's like, ugh.
It's all
it's
good.
Not gonna happen.
I feel the same, but I mean, I'm not as talented as you, but
I mean, it wouldn't be as hard because I'm not the most
Dude,
talented.
You are, please, you are.
Anyway, this is the ET podcast, episode 77.
That is right.
Again, hey. This is another real time episode because right after we record this today,
it's kind of
it out. That's why I couldn't remember what episode it was. It feels like we haven't recorded in forever because we didn't record Thursday.
Yeah, we didn't. So. We said we're going to be consistent, but I actually injured my foot.
Yeah.
Playing basketball.
Eric is accident prone. And so
it's not, it's been the same ankle that I injured like 3 months ago. And it sucks. So sad. But anyways, I am better, and we are back, fired up, going part two with a supernatural episode. As you know, my name is Eric.
And I am Trey.
Let's do this.
And let's do this.
Let's do this. And, what? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I just wanted to see where you wanted to start off.
Oh, well, I mean, last episode, we talked about the supernatural stories we can find in the Bible. Obviously, one of them was the possibility of
teleportation.
That is correct. And, I mean, you know, it could be a possibility. I mean, I guess we can leave it as a possibility, as something that, and the new speed that we came across, speed of thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's actually pretty cool.
Oh, which is funny because it's kind of a full circle moment. Jesse Duplantis will be at church.
Oh, will he?
So
sweet.
Yeah, and he was the one who had made that point because it makes sense because it's like if he traveled at the speed of light, he would still be going there now.
He was, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and the universe is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even apparently there is still light that has traveled for millions of years.
Right. Right.
And we are not seeing it. But, I mean, it makes sense. Imagine Jesus, like, sipping on a pina colada still on his way.
Yeah. Now, I do want to say before we get into the story or stories that we're going to talk about.
Go ahead.
Do you think that when we go to heaven, because we're going to have assignments and stuff, right?
Right.
Do you think that we might be in charge of like different planets? First of all, let me say, do you yourself, do you believe that there is other life other than humans?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. I do too, because if God made angels,
then of course
he made different
species.
Types of species. Yeah. And so that brings me, and actually you guys tell us, what do you think too? Do you think that there's other life forms besides humans?
Right.
Or do you just think, you know, we're the only ones
right.
and the angels?
Right. And you know, I guess one huge example, we see it right in our eyes.
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah.
That's a species that it's another creation. So
yeah.
Obviously humans have their own special part, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's other species out there. So I mean, like I said, example animals.
Yeah.
Fish, birds, all those things.
Now, I say that because do you think that like God I feel like I can go I've had so many different conversations like
this. Is it this one?
No, you know what? I'm gonna save it for another episode because if I get on that, then I'll just keep going.
I mean,
and it might sound blasphemous to some people.
All right, we'll be blasphemous in another episode if you like.
All right.
Well, not blasphemous, but
well, to some people it might come off that way, but I'm simply just questioning things. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the stories, I guess, coming into our segment. It states, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves.
Oh, my gosh. Again. What? Sorry, I cut you off. I was literally just listening to a sermon.
About this?
By Jesse Duplantis, again, and he was talking about this scripture.
Dude, this is crazy, man. Meant to be right now.
Yeah.
We're literally living right now. The moment of revelation.
Mm-hmm.
There was transfigured. There he was, transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
Mm.
Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. And then obviously goes like Peter said.
You have to let me use the Dragon Ball Z thing.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
For this episode, because this is perfect. Because he pretty much just went Super Saiyan.
I guess. I mean,
like honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's crazy. It says there he was transfigured before him, with his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Imagine how that would look like.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I feel like, imagine, like, if, I mean, because honestly, this is in Matthew 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I guess from what I've, you know, studying and stuff, you know, they were kind of like the reporters at that time, you know, right, like, right. You know, it was, Mark, Luke.
It was the same events, just from different perspectives.
Right. So it's like, to them, to him, to Matthew, his face was like the sun. Imagine, like, mm-hmm. looking right at the sun. And then his clothes became as white as the light. Now,
right.
Obviously, it makes me question two different things. What is light and what is sun? Isn't it the same thing? But I guess it's different for him.
I'm pretty sure it's brighter.
Yeah.
With Jesus. I mean, if God created the sun, like, I'm pretty sure it's nothing for him to go even brighter than that, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. But just this himself, and the thing is that, you know, I guess after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. And I guess prior to this, I mean, they were basically just praying the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. And this happened. You know what I mean? And the cool thing about this, too, is like Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here if you wish. I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now, that himself right there, also, I mean, even though, I mean, they were kind of like mesmerized about what was going on, but they were still in the spirit too, because how could he tell who was Moses and who was Elijah?
Right. If he had never seen them before.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, another, I guess, category of like revelation too.
Yeah.
Like your spirit knows who everyone is, you know? But
what is it? Discernment.
Yeah, there you go.
Discernment. That's another power right mm-hmm. there. So far we got teleportation.
We got.
I don't even know what you would call that other than going Super Saiyan. That's the only thing I can think of.
Transfigurated, I guess.
Transfiguration. So teleportation, transfiguration, and discernment.
Discernment.
That's three so far.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, that's
crazy.
There's so many different
things. And then it says here, I'm reading, it says, while he was still speaking, So Peter, while Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came down and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. That's crazy. Even just being able to hear that. I mean, that's another, I guess, you can call it another power.
They probably could have heard more than that. A lot of people say that, like, Peter ruined the whole moment because he was sitting there. He had a Martha Mary moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of just sitting there listening and soaking everything in, he was like, "No, let me build y'all an altar right here and let me do all that." And then God was like, "Shut up. Jesus is talking right now."
Yeah, exactly. You know? He was like, "Dude, well, yeah, but
Jesus, Moses, and Elijah are talking right now. Shut up."
Yeah, well, he was still speaking. No. God was like, "Dude, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Listen to him."
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the bottom it says, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am pleased. Listen to him!" Exclamation point.
Right.
I'm dead.
Sitting there trying to. But then again, I don't know. I don't. Because I want to say I wouldn't say anything either. It's just like the whole thing with Adam and Eve. I would have done this, but it's like, I don't know what I would have done, honestly, in that moment. Dude. I probably would have just been, like, not petrified, but I would have been just standing there and just. I wouldn't be able to move or speak.
That's crazy. Dude, even, I mean, just reading this alone, bro, like, there's even more power stuff that comes up. Like, it goes into the, to another section after this event. It goes to Jesus healing a demon-possessed boy. And that alone right there, I mean, just casting demons out of people and breaking them free. And I guess a lot of people see as this as taboo because, like, some people is like, oh, you know, like, oh, can demons be real? But, I mean, I guess how, like, movies or stuff picture it, it's not like that. I mean, it can
exorcism,
even...
Exorcism. I mean,
yeah, like an exorcism.
And all of that. And
like, it can even be, because in here it says that there was a boy, like the guy or the whatever, the son's... the son's father, he said that his son has seizures and has been suffering greatly. So, I mean, even like healing somebody from a mental illness or any you know, what's that word? Schizophrenic or whatever?
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, that or just mental illness, that itself. I mean,
think
that's,
that would just fall under just like healing completely.
No, but like, even that, I think, I mean, even for somebody that's schizophrenic, I mean, I feel like there's a demon possessing that person just to think so many things in their head and hearing voices.
Right.
You know what I mean? That alone too. And obviously you're not going to get like, oh, the exorcism and stuff like with the, you know, bloody eyes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Even just you can, as someone like Christian that has power to do these things. I mean, even just by saying in the name of Jesus, you're free.
Yeah.
Simply the demon goes away because it respects authority and it knows the name of Jesus. That alone is a power that we both have. I mean, that we can practice on our families and our friends, anybody that's going through, you know, crazy things. And a demon can be in different things. I mean, different shapes of form, even just somebody having an addiction. That's one thing too, that could be casted away from that individual. And one last thing, I'm sorry, bro, that I'm just going on a tangent, but also, and here he predicts his death. I feel like we can also predict her death. That could be another power.
I don't want to know.
That'd be crazy, though, to know.
I'd rather not know.
I feel like it would be kind of cool to know, but at the same time, you'd be like, oh, man. Like, you know, you wake up.
It's like, all right, August 23rd at 5:36 p.m. That's it.
It's like you wake up in the morning. It's like, oh, yeah. This is the day.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't want to know.
You wouldn't want
to
know?
I really wouldn't want to know. To like some things for me, I'd rather be willfully ignorant.
You know, it's crazy. I know a couple people that actually know when they're going to die.
I guess.
I mean, and these people, I mean, they live life to the fullest, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of older, but I mean, they're very wise. I mean, they try to, you know, just live what their purpose, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the most nicest people you've ever met.
Do they go, do they put on like the squirrel suits and they like go against the mountains and stuff? Are they people like that?
Oh, no.
Oh.
They're just normal people, man.
Okay. Well, you said they live it to the extreme, so oh. I'm wondering, you know, are they out there, you know, on some James Bond type stuff?
That'd be so crazy. Maybe they are undercover people.
Maybe.
All right. So how many superpowers you got right now?
Samson.
All right. No.
Super strength.
Yeah, super strength. I guess
let's get into that. So then that will total up. That's
like
teleportation.
Yeah.
That's
Teleportation, going Super Saiyan, Transfiguration.
Super Saiyan, Transfiguration. Well, that's the same thing. So that's two.
And then
we got,
wow, bro.
I forgot just that quick. I probably should have wrote it down.
All right. So Teleportation, Transfiguration, Discernment.
Discernment. That's what it was.
Casting out demons, having the power and authority to do that.
Well, bringing complete healing.
Complete healing, yeah, just healness, I guess. I guess you can say knowing the future, knowing when you're going to die or whatever.
That's true.
And superpower, I mean, super strength.
Yep.
So this is an example in Judges that talks about Samson. And this was Samson's revenge. And I guess to give you a little history about why he was important, back then, the Israelites did not have a king, and they would have a great enemy, which is the Philistines. But because they did not have a king, God would basically give people authority and power, like Deborah, like Samson,
mm-hmm.
all these, and they were called judges that would basically kind of lead the people, and I guess would be like Israelite superheroes. You know, mm-hmm. because they would fight wars and they would do crazy things. And in this one, it says he found the fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it. That's crazy.
Snapped a donkey's jaw.
Yep. And
Peter would have been all on him nowadays.
Wait, who?
Peter.
I'm dead. And struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said, with the jaw of a donkey, I have piled them into heaps. Mm. With the jawbone of a donkey, I have slain 1,000 men.
Mm.
And when Samson had finished speaking, he cast the jawbone from his hand, and he named that place Ramath Lehi.
Is that how you pronounce
it? I don't know. It's
okay.
Ramath Lehi. I think it's Ramath Lehi. Lehi.
I'm not even going to attempt to
pronounce Ramath Lehi.
It'll probably be worse.
Which, let's see what it is. I mean, I guess I can look for it in a different day, but
what is that update thing?
I don't know.
Just decline. Or
I'll just leave it out. But I guess we'll look at it a different day, and I'm pretty sure it means something like bloodbath or something.
Mm.
But anyways, there you go. Slain 1,000 men with a jawbone. And these were soldiers, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he did it?
Well, according to the Bible, his strength came from his dreads, which is okay. A weird thing, you know. Oh, the Wi-Fi, you know.
It's okay. I mean, we're done. Okay. I mean, I have this. So I was just going to look for the definition for that, but... So you were talking about his dreads, right? Or
his dreads.
Dreads.
Apparently his power came from his hair.
Yeah.
And you know, he was told never to cut his hair because that's where his strength comes from and all that. But then he you know, I'm not gonna make that joke because that would be wildly inappropriate.
What is the joke?
I'll tell you off mic.
I'll post it for you guys.
So basically, it was he fell in love with some chick named Delilah.
Uh-huh.
And she cut his hair because she was like a spy, basically. You know, trying to. She basically lined him up.
Right.
She lined him up in more ways than one. She lined him up with his hair, and then she lined him up to meet his downfall. So, yeah.
And there you go. That's how you can lose your power if you
cut your hair.
No.
Oh.
If you give way. To a female, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I was going to be like, female are bad. No, I'm just kidding. They're not bad. Y'all not females are lovely. But
yeah.
Out of all this, though, the credit, it goes to the Holy Spirit, though.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because, I'm sorry, what were you going
to
say?
Well, I was going to say, even when he lost his hair, like towards the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to destroy the pillars in the temple.
Yeah.
And actually, he had got blinded, too.
Yeah, they took out his eyeballs.
He took out his eyes, and he got blinded, and he still had his strength, though. I mean, that's what killed him, because he kind of committed suicide, you know.
Yeah.
Because he destroyed the temple while he was in there.
With the purpose of killing Philistines, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but he still did what God, you know, commanded him to do, and that's kill the Philistines. And,
that's crazy, though. Imagine just two pillars that basically had the foundation for this temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a very secure place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah. And like I said, the credit goes to the Holy Spirit because at the end of the day, all of this was, even the strength that Samson had, it was just like, I mean, if you read the book or just Samson's story, you would most of the time where he would, you know, go to war, stuff like that, it would say, and the Spirit of the Lord came to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or, you know, even just the stuff that Jesus did.
Yeah.
That was all by the Holy Spirit, no one else. I mean, obviously he's God, right. But.
And it's crazy how people say that there was the Holy Spirit wasn't around. Mm-hmm. Until Jesus, but there was maybe I guess you had to be specifically chosen in the Old Testament God to experience the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But now with Jesus, once you have Jesus in your heart, then anybody that has Jesus in their heart has access to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and like with what you were saying, I mean, like you said, specific people would get this power,
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit would just go on them, like literally, like
and
it would
it's actually,
over.
Yeah, on them, not in them.
Exactly.
Because,
And the crazy thing is that we have him in us. So,
mm-hmm.
So that alone, I mean, it's just like, what else do you want, dude?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be Hulk, pray a lot, man.
Oh, I was going to say, though, like, the way I would want to look if I went, you know, Super Saiyan or whatever, like Jesus did, I would want to look like on Guardians of the Galaxy, on the first one, when they touched the Power Stone, how their eyes went purple.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I would want to look.
Dude, I would want to look like Thor when he...
But you're not Australian. Okay, never mind. Forget it. Go ahead.
But yeah, anyways, guys, I mean, that's all we got. I mean, make your decision, your choice. And I feel it's a cool thing. As Christians, we should live with authority and power above all things. Mm-hmm. And if we don't live like that, then we have a problem.
And you're going to hell.
Don't listen to Trey, but
this is kind of how I would want to look like that.
Okay, I see.
But the eyes would be purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I mean, and this honestly, this alone is a revelation for me, being able to be more in touch with my spirit instead of my flesh.
Mm-hmm. And we need that nowadays because it's so easy to be pissed off about something or given to your iniquity or it's easy to do wrong.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do wrong.
That's right.
If you even let up a little bit.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, well, guys, this would be the second to last episode before we start our friend or listener or family
appreciation month. So, speaking of that, we need you guys' help. You guys are going to be producers of this podcast. So
right.
That will be four episodes straight where the topics will be chosen by you guys. So you got September 4th, September 11th. Oh, wait, sorry. September 3rd, September 10th, 17th, and 24th. We need topics by then.
Exactly.
And also, you know, if you guys want to give us some way to contact you, whatever way you feel comfortable doing, like, you know, we need your contact information if you have something that you would want to talk about specifically on the podcast, you know.
Yeah, and, let us know.
And if it's going to be a lot of people sending in stuff, we'll have to do like...
We'll extend the next month.
Well, yeah, I guess we could do that. Yeah. We could just extend it. Because I was going to say, if we had like five people in one episode, we would have to do 10-minute intervals or something.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, it wouldn't be able... One person wouldn't be able to do the whole thing if everybody's a producer. So, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So send us your topics that you would like to hear, even the intro music. What songs?
Yeah, what song you want to listen to?
You know, and
even if it's country, go for it. We don't discriminate.
I do.
Well, that's only Trey, so it's okay. It's 50-50 plus your boat. We'll beat out Trey, so we good.
Whatever. Anyway, so yes, please hit us up before September 4th. Dessert. That is when we start. That'll be the first episode of our Friend Appreciation Month. And, you know, I wasn't going to do this, but it feels like everybody has like their followers or whatever, like their podcast or whatever it is that they do. They come up with some type of name for their friends on their podcast. And I mean, since it's the ET podcast, I don't know if y'all want to be called, you know, like the aliens. I feel like that's kind of corny. If you have a better name.
Extraterrestrials.
If you have a better name for our friends, you guys, the audience, that you would like to be called, we will vote on that too. You guys present us with some names that you guys would want to be called or you feel everybody would want to be called. We'll put a poll up and we'll vote on it.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to episode 77. Definitely follow us on Instagram, Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud.
I was about to say Apple Pie. Guess I'm hungry.
I had some apple pie. I ain't even going to hold you.
But yeah, guys, just definitely follow us, like us on Instagram for sure. And let's stay connected.
And also, we said that a few weeks ago that we were going to have guests on here. Well, we've had some scheduling issues and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's happening this week. So
for sure.
Next week's episode, we'll have two special guests. And
that's right.
Yeah.
So, awesome, guys. Well, thank you very much and stay safe.
And we are out of here.
Peace.
See you guys.